Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've all been there. We've watched a horror movie or read the creepypasta, and someone has just gone to that certain place at a certain time on a certain date and done that special thing. And the thing that is so obviously going to happen, of course it happens. How can you protect yourself from this if you ever find yourself in such a situation and you don't know the rules? These are simple rules to follow so you aren't a victim of a slasher film or a paranormal movie or a creepypasta or a scary podcast. You can come out the hero in all of this. Just keep these special rules in mind so you can survive on behalf of us here at Beyond Your Nightmares. Rule number one, mirrors and darkness don't mix. For reference, please listen to the first episode of this very podcast. Actually, let's expand on that. Let's put a blanket no on all mirrors in the horror world. Nothing is more sinister. Number two, there is zero chance of survival if you can see the thing that no one else can see, or if you can't see it and you answer its question incorrectly. Number three, if you are alone at night in a creepy mental institution, take some time to think, what the hell are you doing alone at night in a creepy mental institution? Then, if it is appropriate to do so, leave immediately. Number four, avoid going to those places where everyone else who went there never came back. Number five, if someone stops your vehicle at night and asks to come with you, it would probably be in your best interest to politely decline. Number six, killing is the last method of survival. Use it sparingly, but without fear. Number seven, who was phone is always a good thing to ponder. Also, while we are at it, who the hell answers a phone while making out with someone? A douche, that's who. Consider this your special romantic PSA. Avoid said douches at all costs. Number eight, get a simple revolver, load it with two silver bullets. If you really feel there is no chance to come out alive in a situation, take one shot at whoever is threatening you. If that doesn't work, you still have one shot left to get out of this a hero. Number nine, Area 51 is simply too well guarded to let you in, or let extraterrestrial beings out for that matter. Number 10. When you go into a hotel, try to steer clear of any unauthorized areas. If you simply can't resist and see something that is a bit not right, take some time to consider the price range and the hotel standard of your next trip. Following on from that, when booking your hotel stay, TripAdvisor can be an invaluable tool in deeming whether your choice is a scene of a multiple murder, or full of dead people, or built at the mouth of hell. Local newspapers can also be very helpful here. Number 11. evoking demons, speaking weird languages, and performing rituals of any kind is considered dangerous. Please refrain from doing that. Especially around abandoned warehouses, churches, psychiatric institutions, the forest, or at home in front of your mirror. Please see Rule 1 for reference. Number 12. When you find yourself in a new area, environmental understanding is the key to survival. Ask around for cursed places, legends, dangers, and other important details. Listen to the local people's advice, and don't be afraid to ask which disappearances are linked to paranormal activity and which are not. Number 13. Always have a Bible next to your bed. It is multi-purposeful. It provides average reading material, proof of beliefs, and if all of that fails, it is a really heavy object to throw at people. Number 14. More onto that, don't count on holy water to help you out. Get a sturdy vial of sulfuric acid and let the priest bless that instead. Number 15. If you find 666 messages on your phone, in your mailbox, email, anywhere, consider changing said service provider. Also, don't bother listening or reading the messages. Repeat after me. It is only spam. Extra dimensional maybe, but spam nevertheless. Number 16. Old pharmaceutical companies cannot help you, unless what you specifically need is the blood of the innocent, snake oil, or radioactive syrup, which, I will give you a spoiler, is never what you need. Number 17. If you need to sign something in blood, do not sign it. All mainstream governing bodies will accept contracts signed in ink. Bear all this in mind if offered deals that are far too good to be true. Number 18. Lighthouses are dangerous. Avoid them at all costs. If you work in a lighthouse, quit immediately and consider a job in banking or accounting instead. Number 19. There is simply no reason to listen to music that causes suicidal tendencies, or to watch films that result in someone else's death. Number 20. Secret, secluded, untouched places in old buildings are left untouched for a reason. Yes, pioneers may never say die, but they do have an unusually high mortality rate. Number 21. Before you start swimming in the icy cold waters of a murky lake at the centre of a dark forest at midnight, ask yourself, do you really want to travel to an ancient and terrifying city? If the answer is no, maybe stay home instead. I recommend watching Riverdale on Netflix. Number 22. Watching TV static for long periods may be hazardous for your health. Maybe try one of the many streaming services available instead. Number 23. Get a cat. Those fluffy, annoying hairballs seem to know when there is paranormal phenomena going on. And if desperate, just throw the damn thing at whatever is about to get you. No animal was harmed in the making of this podcast. Number 24. Try not to close your eyes. Ever. If you really can't avoid it, do so briefly. Number 25. Cemeteries are bad places, especially in foggy conditions and on Halloween. Number 26. If you hear chanting, run until you're out of earshot. Number 27. If you are too old to play with dolls, you don't need to be anywhere near one of them. Nothing is creepier. Unless it's a clown. Or a clown doll. Number 28. Legends can provide valuable insight of where not to go camping with friends. Better yet, don't go camping and stay home. Listen to Insight Podcast on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. Unnecessary promotion not intended. 29. Even if you are certain that running will not save you, at least give it a try. Follow these simple rules and little harm will come of you. Or massive harm. I'm not providing any guarantees here. Especially if you are drunk, just done a load of drugs, or taken part in a sex orgy. But that's a podcast for another time. Either way, the important thing is that your story is less the remake of The House of Wax and more Get Out. Best of luck. If you wish to submit an original creepy story for consideration for the podcast, please visit our website, beyondyournightmares.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and Instagram, Beyond Your Nightmares, and Twitter at Beyond Your Night. Due to several requests we have received, we now have a Patreon. If you wish to show your support, become a patron for as little as a dollar a month to receive access to exclusive content and merchandise for Beyond Your Nightmares and our partner podcast, Mysteriously Listed. Visit patreon.com/mysteriouslylisted for more information. That's patreon.com/mysteriouslylisted. If you like what you heard today, we would love your support by sharing on your social media of choice. You can also help the show if you could rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. Audio production, research, additional writing and hosting is by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.